Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Joining us on a story we talked about yesterday in a new book, Jesus of Nazareth, Part 2, Pope Benedict makes a sweeping exoneration of the Jewish people for the death of Jesus Christ. But it's taken thousands of years to officially absolve the Jewish community of this crime. And is this even an official sort of exoneration? Rabbi Brad Hirschfeld is here to talk about it. He's the president of KLAL, the National Jewish Center for Learning and Leadership, and author of You Don't Have to Be Wrong for Me to Be Right. He writes a column for The Washington Post called For God's Sake. Rabbi, your reaction to the Pope's statement in a book that he published, not an official encyclical?
Well, Jen, good morning, Jen. I think it's very exciting and it's wonderful, though I wonder why it's news, since essentially it is a reiteration of Nostra Aetate, the Second Vatican Council document, which did precisely the same thing 46 years ago. So for me, the story here, while I appreciate that everything the leader of a billion people around the world does is potentially news, why is this reiteration suddenly in the news simply because it's in the Pope's next book?
Now, are you, and again, we're speculating here, is this about the policies of the church, or is it more about the sort of personal history of Pope Benedict himself?
Well, if it's about his personal history, it would have been helpful to explore that in the context of the book. What he does, as far as the pieces I have seen, is make a very significant and interesting theological and scriptural argument to try and demonstrate why the Jews collectively should not be guilty for the death of Jesus. And that's always to be welcomed, but I think the real story here is that if it needs to be reiterated, it's probably also an acknowledgement on the part of the Pope that while this may have been church teaching for 46 years, it hasn't really been fully integrated into the church membership. And by the same token, I would say the fact that Jews and others are welcoming this with such incredible excitement probably means that lots of people haven't fully trusted the church's teaching on this, and that's why they're so excited about it being said again.
Excitement from Rabbi Brad Hirschfeld, who's our guest this morning, but also perhaps a takeaway that this was due a reminder, even though it was technically first done in 1965 by the Second Vatican Council. Rabbi Hirschfeld, thanks so much.
Thank you.
A reaction there to the report yesterday that Pope Benedict, in a book he's publishing, exonerating the Jews for the death of Jesus Christ.